Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hamas says it will not return Israeli hostages until there's a ceasefire and Israel withdraws from Gaza. It's the first Hamas comment since their leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed on Thursday. President Biden in Germany said,
"The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands."
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are both in Michigan today, 18 days until Election Day. NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions, including one that killed a pedestrian. Red flag fire warnings in California from Los Angeles to the Bay Area because of hot, dry and windy conditions exacerbating the fire risk. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Groups are asking the Wisconsin Attorney General to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting around the state. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media. And I think a lot of them are probably a little more savvy about whether it's true or not.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state's jobless rate was 2.9% in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Only 18 days until the election, if you're counting. We can expect more and more campaign visits to Wisconsin in these final weeks. Vice President Kamala Harris was here yesterday in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and in Green Bay. It was a really packed day across the state. And on Tuesday, there will be a rally with Governor Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama right here in Madison. We're still waiting on more details about that, but we'll have you covered when we find out. And it's Cranberry Appreciation Week. Wisconsin produces 60% of the nation's supply. David Zowatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberry says you can support farmers by buying local. And now's the perfect time.
Buy Wisconsin cranberries. You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything. It's special.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players like A.J. Johnson to get in some playing time with their veterans.
I look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. You just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What? What happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, if they say or do anything out of step with Trump, they're in deep trouble. People were already thinking and acting as if they were living under an authoritarian regime. We are all just a little afraid, not you and me, because we're, you know, ignorantly ballsy. And okay. we'll be arrested and, you know, hauled off into a camp.
We'll be right in the first group.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court. That they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Wow. Because I think they were yelling you live. Wow, bam, yeah. Mic drop. Holy cow. That's the best heckler work I've ever seen. Really, but let's say we have a real comedian here. Let's ask him. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Wow, a size joke for about Donald Trump's crowds.
Mic drop moment. You were right. That's boom. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
What a great line. I wonder if she came up with that on the fly right there. That's crowd work. That's how you work with a heckler, folks.
Yep.
It's boom and the crowd's booing you.
Oh my God.
Good to see you, Steph.
And good to see you too, Dean. We also were talking about how just epically and horrifically Trump bombed at the Al Smith dinner.
Uh-huh.
It just, as we always say, just not funny. Right wing, it's always just mean. There was nothing in there that was even vaguely funny or appropriate. It was just, oh my God.
He continued to call President Obama Barack Hussein, and then he quoted Hussein, and the crowd wasn't laughing at his bigotry, and he didn't like that. Then he lashed out against Bill de Blasio, cursing. I'm not going to curse you because I know we're not supposed to curse. Yeah. But like saying, I don't care if this is comedy, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, it's a comedy show, buddy. You're supposed to care it's comedy. You're not here to settle old debts from a decade ago on the Al Smith dinner, which is to raise money for Catholic charities. And there he is cursing and peddling bigotry. Yeah. So that's why people were upset. I saw a lot of Catholics were upset.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So meanwhile, I don't even know where to start. Speaking of this new book, accounts of Mitch McConnell reveal a scathing opinion of Trump. I always keep saying this is going to be the other story of our time, the cowardice of this party.
Yeah.
This is a large part of how we got here. Right. I mean, some of it was said out loud on the Senate floor after January 6th. But he said it's not just the Democrats who are counting the days until Trump leaves office. Trump's behavior underscores the good judgment of the American people. They've had just about enough of the misrepresentations, outright lies on a daily basis, and they fired him. And for a narcissist like him, that's been really hard to take. Before the Georgia runoffs, McConnell said Trump is as stupid as being ill-tempered. McConnell, of course, voted to acquit Trump.
Yep.
But during COVID, he lambasted Trump for holding up a bipartisan aid package. He said this despicable human being is sitting on this package of relief the American people desperately need. He said Trump has every characteristic you would not want a president to have. So his excuse, he said to the AP when this came out yesterday, whatever I may have said about Trump pales in comparison to what J.D. Vance and Lindsey Graham and others have said about him. Mm-hmm. But we're all on the same team now. Yeah, you're all a bunch of hypocritical cowards, mm-hmm. is what he's saying, right?
It's all about power. Look, if Mitch McConnell had done the right thing after the Senate trial hearing and whipped votes to get 10 or 12 more votes, Donald Trump would be gone now.
Yep.
That would have been, he would have been convicted and banned from ever holding office again. And the Republican Party would have maybe regrouped and came back as a GOP. They would have had one wing that was MAGA, maybe one that was the old-time Republican Party. Instead, Mitch McConnell, and some of them, though, Steph, they're not cowards. They agree with Trump. They just don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Others are cowards. In the pursuit of power, they will do anything and say anything. They will sell any principle they may have had is gone. And then they say in a book years later,
yeah.
Nope, you're complicit. You're in yep. for all of this.
So, happy Jack Smith Evidence Day to those who celebrate. Hi. Could you put your legal lab cap on, please? So, not out yet, but any second,
any
right,
second.
Jody? I don't know.
Second,
right?
Yeah.
The federal judge, Judge Chutkan, good for her, overseeing Trump's election interference case in D.C., it released a devastating 5-page opinion last night that will allow for the release of the full appendix of evidence against Trump. She ruled she would make Jack Smith's appendix public, but allowed Trump time to weigh his options. So yesterday, of course, he tried to delay it till after the election, yep. right? November 14th.
Of course.
I love this because he said, it might taint the jury pool, says Mr. Jury Tampering 101
exactly.
constantly.
Yep.
Yeah. Joyce Vance called this a devastating opinion. As she said, she swatted aside all his other arguments. And she has said over and over, Dean, the election does not play into her. This is, you know, the facts and a jury trial. This should have nothing to do with elections.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump's Supreme Court, and we should call it Donald Trump's Supreme Court, this trial would have happened. He would have been a convicted felon in federal court for attempting a coup. And still the GOP base would have been on board. No one should forget that at all. That's the reality. But I think a lot of other Americans in the middle would be like, wow, he was convicted of attempting a coup by a jury. I might have a problem with it. I think. I don't even know. Look, he's convicted of 34 felonies for cheating in the 2016 campaign, and no one talks about it. The media's like, that was so May. That was June. Come on. We can't talk about that. The guy was convicted of cheating
right.
by a jury in 2016, 34 counts. And nothing. You don't even see it mentioned in an article about the guy. It's unbelievable as we yeah. watch the normalization by corporate media of Donald Trump.
I don't know why I just love this headline. Prison inmates cheer on felon Trump as he battles Prosecutor Harris. Trump has built a massive support network among a part of the society that can't help him at the ballot box. A pair of surveys show that felons are cheering him on. I'd say there's a majority of open support for Trump within the inmate population here, especially among the whites. I mean, does
sure.
that...
Look, Trump's going to be the president of his prison cell. When he goes to jail,
yes.
Trump is going to get there and be like, when I got here, this was the worst jail in America. Now it's the best prison.
It's best.
People are committing
no one's
crimes
ever seen...
to get in my jail.
No one's ever seen prison showers like this.
My prison gang, the best gang, the Orange Brotherhood, we run this place. This is the MPGA making prisons great again. That's what Trump will be doing. And you know what? His supporters were buying his orange jumpsuits. He'll sell the orange jumpsuits that he wore for a day, and they'll buy it on eBay for like $500,000, $10,000. And that's, we laugh, but this, what I just said, it's all real. We know that's what they'll do. They will buy the jumpsuits. They will go to his rallies wearing the prison jumpsuits.
Yep.
It's all for America. I'm out of here.
It doesn't roll off the it doesn't roll off the tongue like MAGA, right? Making prison
MAPACA. Well, if he goes to jail, I hope the Muslim Brotherhood pays him a visit.
Dean Louise Obadala.
You wanted to ban us? Well, welcome. We're here. Guess who's here?
You, by the way, you had an interesting thought on Threads. You said Trump supporters fully grasp he has dementia. They are still voting for Trump because they expect that J.D. Vance will run the government the same way Trump would. Trump will be a Pino, president in name only.
Yeah.
I've heard more and more people saying that, Dean, and it's terrifying. He's 39 years old. He's completely...
The term I've made up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He is a Pino.
Somebody said you know, people call my show and said they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. That is too big. That's too much in the world of, like, shocking. We've never had a president removed by the 25th Amendment. You don't need to. You do like Ronald Reagan. The last year or so of Ronald Reagan reporting about Leslie Stahl and others, he had some form of dementia,
yeah.
Ronald Reagan. So his wife and others just had him and manipulated him to do what they thought he was going to do anyway. Trump will just turn the Project 2025 people will just turn that into law by legislation or by executive orders, one after the other, and they'll give him a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke, and he'll sit there and smile.
By the way, so we were talking about how great Kamala Harris did, over 7 million viewers on Fox. Trump only got 3 million. You know, and as we were saying, you know, it's just they operate in bad faith. Bret Baier didn't play the wrong clip on it by accident, you know. But you just said, so when will Trump bring his lame ass on MSNBC? When will Politico's demand that? You said not only does he not have the guts to go on MSNBC, Trump doesn't even have the guts to go on Fox News and be interviewed by Bret Baier. I mean, right?
Bret Baier. The last time Bret Baier interviewed Donald Trump was last June in 2023. Not gone on. And in fact, Bret Baier said when he was on Sean Hannity's show the night after that, that whatever you call it, the interview, he said, I hope the former president will come back on my show. He won't. He's canceled one after the other. Politico has an article today that Donald Trump's canceled other interviews, and his staff said it was because of exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And they got out and they go, no, we never said that. No, you did say that.
Right.
The man is 78, and some people 78 are full of life and vigor and everything. They've got it. Remember Dr. Fauci was 80? Some, like Donald Trump, have clear signs of cognitive decline, potentially dementia. I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to say that. But we all see the decline. And my point, Stephanie, is that Donald Trump's cognitive decline is not a political issue. It's a national security issue. You can't have a president that can be that easily manipulated by our enemies, by even people in the White House who will make him do things he may or may not even understand what he's signing.
Yeah.
It's really, and that's why the press has to cover it.
Yeah.
They should have panels with doctors on, not me, real doctors, talking about what they're seeing and what would it mean in the future, a guy like this with even more pressure.
So dangerous.
Does it exacerbate the situation?
Yeah. You retweeted our friend, Frankie Figgs.
Frankie Five Angels. Hey, how you doing, Frankie Five Angels?
How you doing, Frankie Figgs? He said, I said it, Trump's military solution for enemies within is what a fascist might propose. I mean, you know, they've been accusing us of hyperbole forever, right? And you're like, this is textbook fascism.
Yeah.
I had Frankie Figgs was on my show yesterday.
Hey, Frankie Figgs.
Five Angels was in The Godfather 2, Frankie Pietrangeli. But this is Frankie Figgs loses. Frankie Figgs has no connection anytime to any. He was an FBI guy.
Right.
But we talked about it yesterday. Look, Stephanie, we've talked about this before. You know, academics have laid out what fascism is. I haven't invented the definition. I just watched the boxes get checked and told people for the last few years. I would go on MSNBC with some anchors. I would say fascism. They looked at me like I just stabbed them. Mm-hmm. Like, and others, like Joy Reid, were like, you're exactly right. Others were like, that's a little too over the top. I'm like, but I'm just citing people like Madeleine Albright in her book, Fascism, A Warning, and Timothy Snyder and Jason Stanley. I'm like, I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
And now finally we're at the point where just today, by the way, before I came on, I said, not only Mark Milley, but Bulldog Mathis or whatever is the other general said that Trump's one of the greatest threats to our nation.
Yeah.
And that just came out a short time ago.
I keep saying it's so against their military code. They obviously feel incredibly strongly about it to speak out. Can I just say one more? Justice is coming, Stack. Since you're filling in for Glenn today, a federal judge swiftly shot down a ban by the administration of Ron DeSantis that targeted an ad backing a pro-abortion ballot measure in the state. He said the government cannot excuse its indirect censorship of political speech simply by declaring the disavowed speech as false. To keep it simple for the state of Florida, it's the First Amendment, stupid. I mean, they are desperate to keep these choice, you know, pro-choice amendments off because they are wildly popular.
I didn't know I was filling in for Glenn. I should speak like Glenn. First of all, Stephanie. Now go through this. Second, third, let me tell you, in my 35 years in the courtroom as a prosecutor, when I would talk to the judge, this is the thing I would say. You know, like, we all love Glenn. Look, I hope people pay attention to Florida, not for what they did, but the fact is they are never going to give up, right?
Yeah.
Progress is not permanent.
Ron DeSantis is never done wasting taxpayer money on frivolous lawsuits, whether it's against Disney or anyone else, right?
So but the point is that when we move forward on these, because they overturned Roe v. Wade after 50 plus years, they are emboldened. And they are going to come at every issue from banning birth control to forcing a national abortion ban to any issue they believe in. They feel like we can get it. It might take a few more years, and they're going to come through it indirectly or directly. And Ron DeSantis got kicked in the butt because he tried to come at something indirectly that he couldn't do directly.
You have something big to promote. I'm not going to let you do it, though, and that's how I'm going to keep you for another segment. 19.
Sure.
Such a bitch. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. One more segment with Dean, this portion of the show, brought to you by, you know what, we have freedom of religion and from religion
we
in
do.
This country. You can even be a Muslim like Dean.
Yeah.
I told you I'm in the biggest religious group in the country, ex-Catholics.
That's right.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Okay.
I wonder how many of those were at the Al Smith dinner last night.
Almost. I'm Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Yeah.
A third of Americans have no religion. You know that? 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. As you know, this one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. That's why it is critical to vote like your rights depend on it. They do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Church, you stay over there. State, over there. That's it. Okay. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get an issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today, or text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement. Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, cbdistillery.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it.
you try.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Sister and your lover.
Well,
all right. You do you. Boo. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. Listen, all I know is that you should go to the 21st annual New York Arab American Comedy Festival with Dean Obadala.
Yeah.
The famous Joe's Pub, a fantastic venue there in New York City. And how do we get tickets, Dean?
ArabComedy.com, or you just Venmo me money and I'll just do what I want with it. But ArabComedy.com, we have last night was our first show, it was sold out, and we have four more shows tonight, two shows, and tomorrow two shows, over 20 Arab American comics from all over the country. It's our not-for-profit festival that I co-created with my friend Mason Zayed, and Joe's Pub is in the public theater in Lower Manhattan.
Humor will save us.
Astor Place. It's a great place. It's a lot of fun. Come on out. You have a lot of fun. You're going to get some laughs. You're going to learn things. It's great.
Yeah. Comedy will save us. I know your show is great. I've heard how great it is. Sexy Liberal Tour, obviously been selling out theaters for 13 years. Jody and Chris were just saying that Jimmy Kimmel's doing some of the best campaign ads, the funniest stuff. I mean, humor will save us from this long national nightmare, which is why I bring up the Middle East when we have a couple minutes to go.
Sure. So it's always good. Too
many.
Yeah,
the killing of the Hamas.
It got solved in the break. You didn't understand. During the break, they solved.
Never mind then.
So it's all done.
No,
I mean,
the killing of the Hamas, you know, leader behind October 7th, I think good news for everybody. As you know, talk to you off air. I pester you. I sometimes talk to my friend who has, you know, relatives that live in Israel. I texted to a friend this tweet. As a Jew whose cousin was murdered in Israel, with my family running since the Spanish Inquisition, killed during the Holocaust in Ukraine and Auschwitz, we need a safe place for Jewish people, but not by murdering the people in Gaza. Trade Netanyahu for the hostages.
Yeah.
So I sent this to my Jewish friend, and he wrote back, Hamas can go themselves for 10/7 and for recently shooting the hostages in the head. Return the survivor hostages now, then we'll talk. Anything less is a continuing attack. Jews have tried to reason and intellectualize either their enemies for millennia, only to be hated and slaughtered in mass. The whole region can off too if they aid and abet. That was not the reaction I was expecting.
Right. But it's also, I mean, it's a lot of emotion, you know, in this. And you've got a situation now in the Israeli papers today, because my fiance Hend is there visiting her family in Haifa, and as I mentioned last time, she's still there.
Right.
Flights are so hard to get out. And in the papers there, they're hoping this is a chance to have a deal to release the hostages and potentially a new way forward. We won't know in the future. Netanyahu is not a partner for peace in terms of Palestinian state, but maybe he'll agree to something now to get the hostages out. I don't know, because Gerald Nadler, my congressman in July, was very upfront. Said Prime Minister Netanyahu is introducing new conditions standing in the way of a deal that would have released the hostages then.
I hope the same thing happens to him that happens to Trump. I hope they vote him out and he ends up in prison. That's how I hope.
Me too. Yeah. And that would be better for all of us, and to have a more left-leaning or centrist government in Israel with a more liberal democratic president here in the Middle East with Vice President Harris. And perhaps we can actually get to something.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen to Dean's show on SiriusXM. It's so fantastic. We love you, Dean Obadala.
Love you guys too. Take care. Have a great day.
Fridays with Frangela coming up.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Mary Catherine, Mary Catherine, it's so nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary Catherine. Right now I'm trying to record my speech for tonight's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to say that I'm a Catholic, and tonight is one of the biggest dinners next to the Last Supper.
It is a very important dinner, and it's an important tradition. So tell me something. I'm giving a speech. Do you have some thoughts about what I might say tonight?
My feelings about what you should say tonight would be best expressed in a monologue from one of my favorite made-for-TV series.
Okay, let's hear it.
That was very funny. It was a very funny idea.
It was.
Kamala did her thing for the Al Smith dinner with Mary Catherine Gallagher, the Molly Shannon kid. Let's hear a little bit
more. Don't you see, man? We need a woman to represent us. A woman brings more heart, more compassion. And think how smart she must be to become a top contender in a field dominated by men. It's time for a woman, bro. And with this woman, we can fly.
What series was that from?
Oh, that's from House of Dragons, now streaming on HBO Max.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight.
Oh, that's great. Who?
Jesus.
Hey, speaking of Jesus, my personal comedy Jesus is here. He's the male Mary Catholic Gallagher. Hiya, John. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What a banner day for the Catholic Church yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh.
The L.A. Archdiocese pays $880 million for sexual abuse, and that same day, New York's Cardinal Dolan makes kissy face with the sex abuser.
Oh, my God. I'm swearing in front of priests.
Day.
Oh, God.
What a day for the Catholics. from child rape to Donald Trump. Really well done, guys. Well done.
But I don't know about you, but we've all had one bomb set in the, you know, it was for me 2 a.m. Yuck Yucks Buffalo. Oh my God, Donald Trump just bombed so hard. I don't even know. It was stone face, right? And plus, you just, even for him, he's swearing in front of priests.
Yeah.
He's, oh my God, I can't, making trans jokes about Chuck Schumer. What else did I miss?
Yeah,
bringing up
halfway through it, Jimmy Carter at Amnesty International tried to shut it down as a human rights violation. I mean, he bombed so hard. Netanyahu wants to drop him on Gaza. That's how hard he
bombed.
Awful.
Tragedy.
It was a war crime. It was a war crime last night. And again, the villain's Cardinal Dolan for sitting there and playing dumb about the lying, scheming rapist sex abuser who stole from vets. But he's against abortion, which the Bible never mentions, and that's all it takes for Cardinal Dolan to throw out the entire damn New Testament.
The Kamala didn't come, but are you kidding me? This was another of her really smart choices. She's going to sit there and listen to jokes about, you know, her husband's, you know, being with the nanny 40 years ago, or just this despicable, like, she's done every interview in the universe. He's backed out of yet another one today. Right? He's not doing any.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not going to waste her time. She's not getting any voters doing that. She's out. Working it, man.
Today, the only people who care about the Al Smith dinner are news nerds like us. Right?
Yeah.
Hillary did it with Trump 8 years ago. They didn't have it 4 years ago. Nobody knows it. It's not going to get 1/1000th of the rating she got with Bob's Big Boy on Fox News the other night. By the time we get to lunchtime, everyone will have forgotten that she didn't go to the Al Smith dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Where was I? Hang on. Oh, yeah, let me play just a couple more, because this was hilarious.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe don't say anything negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit in Detroit.
Does it bother you that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Uh-huh. Haters gonna hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Good for you, Mary Catherine.
Ready.
Oh, yeah, okay. And also remember one more thing. Don't worry if you make a mistake. Catholic people are very forgiving. Yeah. And also, one last thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to say superstar.
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Thank you, Mamala.
I mean, we were just saying that she got over 7 million viewers on Fox News. Trump got 3 million for his pathetic lie fest. And, you know, she kicked Brett Baer's ass. And I was saying, John, you've been on Fox News. I've been on Fox News. That wasn't a mistake. You know, Brett Baer, you know, when hardly anyone's watching the next day, said, oh, I made a mistake. I played the wrong clip. They don't play the wrong clip by accident.
No, they don't.
Fox
we got to hang on a second on this one. Now, you remember a couple of years ago when Fox News was telling us, oh, we have real news anchors, when they had, you know, titans of journalism like Shepard Smith, the number one Iraq War cheerleader, Chris Wallace, and, of course, Brett Baer. And again, every time I see this guy, I think a Bob's Big Boy has lost their statue out front. Brett Baer is the guy who lied on the air 5 days before Election Day 2016 that Hillary Clinton was going to be indicted. Yes. Brett Baer is the guy who called Fox News' president on Election Night 2020 and said, we have to pull down our projection that Biden has won Arizona, mm-hmm. and literally asked him to lie to the viewers about the election result and withdraw their projection. Brett Baer is not an honest guy. He had a much more difficult time than Kamala Harris because he tries to be a real journalist, which means the Fox News audience hates him. So all Kamala had to do was show that she can sit down with an antagonistic twit and hold her own. Yeah. Brett Baer's trying to keep his job. Brett Baer's trying to keep his own audience from doxing and swatting his house. Brett Baer knows that if he acts like gentleman or a professional, he'll be hated by his own audience.
That's what I said. That's their only job, to act like a bag of D's to Democrats.
That's it.
Try to, you know,
that's
make
it.
Her look like the angry black woman. You know, he's working for his audience of one, you know, Donald Trump. But how do you come
if
for
Brett Baer was a good man, if Brett Baer was a decent gentleman, it would be called weakness by his audience.
Yeah. How do you come for John Fugelsang about the Bible?
You don't.
Okay.
Come at me, bro.
I'm responding to someone on Twitter. I love it. Jesus openly banned the death penalty. He never mentioned abortion. His religion never banned it. God asserts a fetus is the property is property in Exodus 21.
Exodus 21. And abortions
are legal and free in Israel right now. I mean,
I promise I'm going to be funnier than that at our pay-per-view. I promise it's not going to be all preachy. I promise, kids.
You are on fire in Kansas City. We were saying we were all worried about Kansas City because we've never played there, never had a radio station there, right? Never been to Missouri,
right.
And man, what a crowd.
Well, you know, thank God Live Nation, their infinite wisdom forced us to do this, and you know, I'm really glad Live Nation made us go, because it was a great crowd in Kansas City. People came from Nebraska, from Oklahoma, from Illinois. The crowd was fantastic, and I just want to say, we've been doing this tour since Obama's second term. We're 13 years into this beast now. This year has been, I really believe, just the comedically strongest tour we've ever done. Every show has been so funny. And I want to tell everyone listening that Stephanie Miller has been such a great stand-up on every single gig we've done this tour. Your material has been so tight, your performance. You got to get the crowd all hyped up and riled up and cheery, and yet the writing and the performance has been so great. It has been an honor to do this tour with you guys.
Aww.
It's just been such great comedy.
Me too, you. Chicago
Thank
pay-per-view, if you want to get back in that DNC spirit, I mean, Jamie Harrison, Governor Pritzker, that show was amazing. And you can still buy the pay-per-view for $20 until Halloween. But just in, the L.A. Sexy Liberal Show just went on sale. Pay-per-view by popular demand. Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Adam Schiff, Glenn Kirshner. On and on. So this is
Cast of Thousands.
Yes, the big pre-election extravaganza. By the way, so you retweeted our friend Ellie Mistal talking about John Roberts apparently being surprised by the blowback about the immunity ruling. He said, as I've said many times, the fact that Robert is surprised that his decision to grant Trump kingly powers went over like a fart in an elevator shows that he's been living in a Fox News bubble and has lost touch with the reality. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree. I would say to Ellie, you don't even understand. It's not a Fox News bubble. John Roberts lives in an aristocrat bubble. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of Americas. There's the most of us. There's the rich and there's the super rich. John Roberts has never lived like a person who watches Fox News and will never live like a person who watches Fox News. And we need to talk about these right-wing, wealthy aristocrats on our Supreme Court because they're the ones who are taking all of our rights away because they have no idea what it's like to not be a privileged rich person.
Yep. So could you take out your organ for me, please?
Right away,
a lot of people stealing John Fugelsang, Zach. But let me just say, there is only one John Fugelsang. There is only one personal comedy Jesus of the Stephanie Miller Show, whose new book, Separation of Church and Hate, will be out at some point. And that will be your Bible.
It's on Amazon. They got a pre-sale on Amazon, so it has to happen.
What? Oh, my God.
I guess I better finish it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude,
you better finish it.
Yeah.
They decided on a cover, so I can't back out now.
All right.
Ooh.
People have been actually asking for this book for 11 billion years. Ben Marsh, a North Carolina-based Christian pastor, delivered a harsh smackdown on CNN this week about fellow Christians who believe Trump was divinely chosen. Mm-hmm. He said, what does it mean that America is a Christian country? We have a constitution that is rooted in liberal democracy. We don't arrive at the Constitution with just the Bible unless you're buying a Trump Bible, which already has the American Constitution in it. It can create a cult-like attitude towards the leader. Cult-like?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No, go ahead.
By the way, I'd like to point out that the Trump Bible, it only goes up through the basic Bill of Rights. It doesn't go to any amendments beyond there. So they're talking about this Trump Bible and the idolatry and blasphemy of including a constitution in it. But the slaves never get freed in this Bible.
Right.
Black people never get the vote. Women never get the vote in the Trump Bible. They literally put the constitution in to defile the Bible. And then they cut off half the amendments to defile the Constitution. Again, I keep saying it, to be a Christian nationalist, you have to be willing to take the teachings of Jesus and the Founding Fathers into the woods at gunpoint and dig two holes. They hate our government as much as they hate the Bible they pretend to follow.
Speaking of new books, another book that also should be named now, a warning, John Miller. Why are all these dirtbags named Miller? I don't understand. John Miller, former executive at NBC, has written a lengthy apology for his role in making Trump into a massive television celebrity and The Apprentice. He said, I want to apologize to America because I helped create a monster. The Apprentice used highly selective editing to make Trump appear much more intelligent, thoughtful, and decisive as a business leader than he was. Noel Castler has told us this how many times?
This guy's stealing Noel's act.
Yeah, right? Miller also said for years he knew about Trump's many disturbing personality traits, including his vindictiveness and his serial lying. He just kept saying it was the number one show on television. Even after we corrected him, he repeated it on press tours, knowing full well it was wrong. He didn't like being fact-checked back then either. I mean, there should be a book written about all the people that have written books way too late warning us about Donald Trump, right?
I mean, I'll never understand how much I missed by having good taste in TV shows because, you know, remember The Apprentice was almost dead, and then they decided, hey, let's turn this from being a show about business into a show about fame and celebrity itself.
Yes. Yes.
And let's get a bunch of celebrities or people who may have been celebrities who are willing to degrade themselves pretending to respect Donald Trump in exchange for a 16th minute of fame. It was just an awful, dreary exercise to watch. And I'm glad that he pointed out that they had to build the set for the boardroom because the actual office was way too crappy and shabby.
Yeah.
I want to recommend to everybody to watch the film The Apprentice with Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong, the story about how Roy Cohn made Donald Trump what he is. I expected it to be complete trash, and it's actually incredibly well made. It's really stylish.
Yeah.
The performances are deeply intelligent. And I mean, you know, I've seen Al Pacino play Roy Cohn. I saw F. Murray Abraham play Roy Cohn, but Jeremy Strong nails him. It's really, really worth seeing. Of course, the only people who will see it are the people who are already against Trump. But wow, it shows exactly how the most evil lawyer of America in the 20th century turned Donald Trump into the petulant brat he is.
Yep. And by the way, can I say every single thing at this point is projection? Remember Trump always going, they're spying on me. Mm-hmm. Obama, tap my wires. Daniel Meyer, a 25-year veteran of national security law, released a memo sent to members of the U.S. Senate claiming his client is aware of a program by Trump to surveil Democratic officials in Congress. Schumer, Pelosi, Adam Schiff, who we can talk to about this at L.A. Sexy Liberal in a couple of weeks, were all being watched by an effort that continued from 2022 into this year. Our client heard or saw evidence of a third party working with the above individuals to conduct an unlawful private surveillance program using facial recognition to identify and leverage senior Democratic Party members. I mean, it is incredible, isn't it?
This is their party, yeah. They've gone in 50 years. This party has gone from I am not a crook to that crook is not a crook. And they're not even the party of quail anymore.
Yeah, exactly. John Fugelsang has a show on this very serious XM Progress channel.
That's right.
And also,
I do.
You can experience his fantastic package at the L.A. Sexy Liberal. Get those tickets. Come see us live if you're here or you want to come to the L.A. area. This is the big pre-election extravaganza November 2nd at the Orpheum Theater.
At the Orpheum, our first time at the Orpheum. Yeah. It's going to be a party, and I can't wait. Steph.
Me too.
And again, great show the other night, and it's just really been a lot of fun this year. I
was powered by that, barbecue house broccoli.
Yeah, that was some really sweet-looking barbecued broccoli you scarfed down there, Steph.
She didn't even barbecue it.
Right. She could have dipped the broccoli in barbecue sauce, but she didn't.
It was steamed with Parmesan. It was delicious. All right, I love you, John. Goodbye.
I'll see you later. Bye, kids.
Bye. Bye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. That's what I also had in Kansas City is my Cozy Earth olive pajamas.
Yeah.
They're so pretty to color. Short sleeves with long pants. Okay, I'm getting a comforter. I have the duvet cover. Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's what happens. I'm just telling you, it's a gateway thing. Once you go, they're so soft, you can't go back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't put on another comforter, the pilly old one.
Right.
You have to have, like, an auxiliary, right, another duvet. And then you get that duvet cover, and you're like, oh, my God, my comforter's all lumpy. No, now you have to get the Cozy Earth comforter.
Yep.
They have silk and the bamboo, viscose bamboo one. They have a new one.
Wow.
I'm just telling
you. They're full up.
Jammies, the sheets get softer with every wash. You can't, once you go Cozy Earth, you cannot go back. I'm warning you. This softness, this luxury, it makes your home a what, Chris?
A sanctuary.
Thank you. Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus a 10-year warranty. That says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie. Up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, just say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yes. Here she is. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. Simply Safe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simply Safe. One more time, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed.
find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Look at my giant hydration system. You know what? I don't just like Morning Kick. I like it a lot. I need a lot of it. Because you need to hydrate.
That's right.
I don't like regular water. It's like, it tastes like nothing. This is strawberry lemonade flavor. And you get, they slip you all this fantastic stuff for you without even, you know, if they don't even tell you you're pretty. They just slip it in there.
They slide it right into your DM.
Yeah. Probiotic. Prebiotic. Right? Ashwagandha. This is going to power me up Mandeville Canyon.
Yeah, yes, it will.
40 miles tomorrow on my bicycle. I'm just telling you. And then I'm phone banking for Kamala. I mean, I'm just telling you, you need your energy.
Yep.
It supports my gut health. It helps nourish my body, boosts my energy. It's a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great. Do it. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included. Okay, 56 minutes. Yeah, that too. Some settling may have occurred. 56 minutes after the hour. Okay, I had Jody print this just because it made me lose my headache. This is, I'm telling you, mainstream media, ratings, clicks. This is from The Hill, Chris, which you said tends to lean right.
They do.
I'm telling you, they're just trying to make you panic at this point.
Yep.
Keep your head down, register, vote, make sure everyone you know. I'm going phone banking tomorrow for the first time ever. Come join me and Christine Pelosi here in L.A. if you want to come phone bank.
You know how to do it? Or are they going to have to show you?
They're going to have to show me.
Okay.
I've never done it before. But you've got to do everything. As Michelle Obama says, do something. You've got to do something. That will ease your anxiety. But this is based on nothing. The headline is Momentum Shifts Against Harris in Presidential Race. What? And then it makes us go, the tides of the election are turning against Vice President Harris. I'm like, what? Based on what? After President Biden dropped out of the race, Democrats made gains in the polls, making up for lost ground where Biden had stumbled. But recent polls suggest energy has leveled off. This happens all the time. While Harris still has a narrow edge, that says it all.
That's
right there.
The headline.
What's changed? It's just
right.
Your oogies, your feels tell you.
Spidey sense.
The momentum. It makes me crazy. While she still has a narrow edge nationally and in several battleground states. So what then? What is the whole point of this article? Then they talk about Obama made waves last week when he scolded black male voters about supporting Harris. The tone of his remarks were notable, again seemed to point to larger concerns within the Democratic Party about the... What did I just say? The poll, 87% to 12%. She is winning black voters the exact same as Obama. Again, this is based on nothing. Oh, I love this. Way down at the very end of the article. Still, the news wasn't all bad for Harris. A Marist poll published Wednesday shows Harris leading Trump 52 to 47% among likely voters nationally, an increase from earlier this
month. That's the headline. That is the headline. But The Hill would never.
I'm wiping my ass with this. I'm throwing it out. Just vote. My God, I can't stand it anymore. Are we there yet?
No, not yet.
No. All right. But we are to Fridays with Frangela. That'll help.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.